By the next summer, you're a full-on counselor. You're 16, in charge of the lives of 12-year-old girls out in the middle of Georgian Bay, where the wind is fickle and it's definitely dangerous sometimes, especially here, 10 miles north of Snug Harbor, and the crossing to Franklin Island is 45 minutes on a good day. You can see Franklin right in front of you. No one's lily dipping now. All your kids are paddling as hard as their skinny girl muscles can go. And you're the counselor. Water starts sloshing over the bow, and Cindy gets a soaker and she stops paddling. You act like, it's okay, and you sing out, rolling over the billows, rolling over the sea, rolling over the billows, and then Cindy starts to cry. So you switch to Gunderbacka, could you be so mean to ever have invented such a horrible machine? And the girls, that's better. Most of them are singing now. Four pussycats and long-tailed rats will never more be seen. They're all grown up to sausages in Gunderbacka's machine. Do you hear it? The sound of distant rain. Yeah, you're paddling now with all your might. But the wind catches your blade every time you lift it out of the water, and your J-stroke is useless. And one of the canoes with the girls in is actually going backwards. And then thunder and the rain drops, serious rain, start plonking onto the skin of the water. You sweep hard, yelling, sweep hard! And now it's raining a little harder. Turn back! And thank God nobody dumps while they're sideways to the wind. And then you make a decision. These kids are not going back to camp with their tails tucked between their legs. You scan the mainland shore and you spot a gray dock. Gray dock, go for the dock! The wind is behind you now and you're there in no time. You tie up, the scratchy yellow ropes poking into your fingers, and you all climb out half numb and you look up at the cottage, and yes, someone is watching, and they come down and they invite the girls all inside. You're not supposed to mix with the locals, but in you go, and they make you hot chocolate, each mug with three tiny white marshmallows melting in the foam. They say, rope your canoes together, we'll take you to Franklin Island. It's kind of cheating, but in the motorboat, you find you're staring at Brenda, your CIT, who's staring at the gray-green water. She is so beautiful with her black hair plastered to her forehead. The guy with the boat drops you on Franklin in a small bay. You lift the canoes up onto the beach, haul out your stuff. You tell Sandy and Cindy to go for firewood. They just stand there. So you walk with them. You show them. Here, under the lower branches of the pine trees, where the twigs are dead, they're still dry, even in a rainstorm. And so somehow you get a fire going under a tree and you mix up some god-awful powdered juice, purple-flavored, to cover the taste of the halazone tablets. And you fry up onions and spam and brown sugar and eat it steaming hot in the pouring rain. And it's not going to get any better, so you just keep singing. Purple potatoes and purple tomatoes and you, purple stew. I was walking through the jungle just the other day when I met a purple people eater on my way. And normally you'd be the grumpy one here, but there's something about being in charge, about having to keep the younger girls from falling apart. And now the whole gang is huddled around the fire, wet in their plastic raincoats. And then Sandy tells everyone to shut up. She elbows Cindy, and Cindy blinks, scrunches up her eyes, and out comes. Sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip. And some of the other kids snicker and she gets flustered, but Sandy sings for her. Cabin 5 set sail that day. And the other kids jump in with 3-hour tour. 3-hour tour. And they're off changing the words because Everyone knows it's the coolest thing to come back into camp with a song about your trip, especially the gross parts like lumpy purple juice with bugs in it, and the stupid parts and the scary, risky parts like when Jen let go of her paddle and nearly fell out of the canoe trying to get it back. And then 7 stranded castaways. Cindy starts to crack up. Here on Franklin Island, pretty soon everyone's holding their guts and you're all freezing and soaking wet and the rain is pelting down and you just can't stop laughing. Camp is a place I learned to be. Camp. Camp is a place different from my family. Camp. Something about the here and now and doing the things that you ain't allowed. Cause we sing naughty songs, gross songs. Didn't really matter what we sang as long as we sang close. Oh, fireflies, fireflies, feels even better to harmonize. Windy pine, I knew I had a thing that was mine, oh, Eagle Rock. Eagle Rock, what would you say if a rock could talk?